Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 12 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. So to begin on this cloudy, chilly morning, I'd like to invite you to take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself land in your body, in your space, in the studio, chair, home, wherever you are, let yourself be there. And continuing our discussion today of the acronym HEAL, have a good experience or notice a good experience, noticing the sense of resilience for H. Yesterday we talked about enriching by just extending the experience. We have something to do with it. And today we're going to talk about the A for absorb. So that's what we're doing with it, this experience. And a couple of ways that Rick Hansen talks about absorbing an experience. I really think about it as leaning into it, or feeling your way into it. And this is really the essence of changing the circuitry in our brain. So as we lean into our experience or we take it into ourselves, and spending that time with it is what changes the neurons, the way the neurons are wired together. Because neurons that fire together are wired together. So it's like we're trying to reroute our thought patterns, make new gullies, new tracks. And here's a couple of ways that Rick Hansen suggests to absorb an experience. So first he says, just to intend to receive it. Consciously choose to take in the experience. So really pause and take it in, rather than kind of skipping over it, getting on to the next thing. See if you can just pause, notice these inner resources. Notice when things are going well. Like you really did it. You calmed yourself down, or you persevered, or you had a sense of confidence and spoke up for yourself. Really choose to take that in, because so often our habit is to just dismiss it. Like when we get a compliment and we just dismiss it. Take it in. And then his second suggestion is to sense it sinking into you. You can just imagine, you can use your imagination for this. Imagine that the experience is like a warm, soothing balm. Love that. Or a jewel that you place in your heart. Sometimes for me, it helps to just name it. Like, oh, that really went well. Or that was, I calmed myself. So just naming it and being able to come back to that. And then the third suggestion he gives is to reward yourself. Who doesn't like to do that? Who doesn't want a cookie for to do it right? We're doing it right. So tune in to whatever is pleasurable, reassuring, helpful, or hopeful about the experience. And he said, doing this will tend to increase the activity of two neurotransmitter systems, dopamine and that will flag the experience as a keeper for long-term storage. So if we start to notice, take in the good of it, we'll start to want to come back to it. So, as I said yesterday, good luck. And give yourself a cookie. So as you go through the day, again, just lingering on these good experiences, lingering the ways in which we're resilient, capable, have a sense of agency, can take care of ourselves, will help us to do it even more in the future. So shifting to the formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. And from that sense of being grounded in the body, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Connecting to your natural human dignity. You could linger on that experience, for example. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that caring heart. Resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in stillness of the body, the warmth and joy of our practice together.